I provide a daily WUA segment on food preparation, but I have other chores too. I do remotes, interview visitors to New York City who line up on the street each morning outside the studio, review books, chat with authors who are flogging their wares, and whenever possible, flog my own wares, which in addition to the bistro, include a weekly cooking show on the Wine and Dine cable network, Blessings in the Kitchen, a line of premium frozen dinners, and a couple of cookbooks. At that particular moment, I was flying from New York to Los Angeles to add two new credits to my list. One of them involved the Irishman across the aisle, though you couldn't have told it by his sour scowl. Des was very funny and quick-witted, and he parlayed success on the stand-up circuit and a featured role as the cynical, sex-obsessed photographer in the popular sitcom A Model Life into an upper strata gig as host of his own show, O'Day at Night, WBC's entry into the post-primetime talk show sweepstakes set to debut in precisely 9 days. I'd been tapped as the new show's first weekly guest announcer. Its producer, a Falstaffian wheeler dealer named Max Slaughter, told me I'd been Dez's first choice. My agent lawyer Wally Wing, who, unlike most members of both of his professions, has never heard the term candy coating, admitted that Dez had wanted someone on the order of Tom Cruise or Brad Pitt, or at the very least, the ex-governator of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Gretchen DeVos, the head of the network, somehow avoided laughing in his face and offered him Howie Mandel or me. Howie had other commitments. "Why wouldn't I have other commitments?" I'd asked Wally. "Well, one reason. Gretchen wants you to do it. She feels it would be, in her words, an act of synchronicity. You'd be the bridge between wake up and at night, getting viewers of the morning show to sample the late show while at the same time giving at night fans a taste of the morning show." "I'd love to meet these viewers who are up from 7 in the morning till after midnight," I'd replied. "But okay, that explains why the network wants me to do the show. Why in God's name would I agree to spend 2 weeks in L.A., away from home, hearth, and restaurant?" Wally had grinned and said, "The real reason's got nothing to do with the O'Day show. It's, wait for it, Sandy Selman wants to make a movie about you and the Felix thing." The Felix thing. A typically Wally way of summing up one of the more unpleasant events of my life. A little more than a year ago, an executive at the network was murdered, and for a number of reasons, real or imagined, I was put at the top of the cops' suspect list. Then an international assassin known as Felix the Cat got involved, and all hell broke loose. I was threatened, nearly roasted alive, and shot at. And I lost a woman I cared for. The Felix thing. "Okay," I said. "A guy I've never heard of wants to make a movie about a devastating experience I've spent the last year trying to forget. Tell me why I have to go to L.A. "You never heard of Sandy Selman?" was Wally's response. "Okay, I've heard of him. He makes movies that are 90% computer graphics, 8% sex, and 2% end credits. So why do I have to go to L.A.?" "To write the book," Wally said in the sing-song manner Big Bird uses to speak to kids. "What book?" "The book you're going to be writing in L.A. "What makes you think I can write a book?" "How hard can it be? Paris Hilton has written a book. Miley Cyrus has written a book. Hell, the goofy weatherman on the Today Show has written 5 books. You may be the only person in show business who hasn't written a book." "Well, I did the cookbooks," I said. "My point exactly," Wally said. "Why do I have to go to L.A. to write it? Last I checked, it was possible to write one in Manhattan." "Not if we want Sandy Selman to produce the film version. He likes to be able to look over his writer's shoulders as they work. And don't worry about that. It's Harry Painter's shoulders he'll be looking over." "Ah, suddenly it all becomes clear," I said. "I'm guessing Harry is one of your literary clients, and he's going to be helping me write the book?" "On the nose," Wally said, tapping his almost non-existent schnoz in an impressive display of his expertise at charades. "He'll also be writing the screenplay." "How altruistic of you, Wally. Oh, wait, in addition to your agent fees for both of us, you'll probably be getting a packager percent too, right?" "What's with the toot, bro? I assure you, this little jaunt is going to be worth your while." "It's not the money," I said. "I trust you to handle that. It's going to L.A. Spending 2 or 3 weeks on the coast is going to kill you, Billy?" Little did he know.